Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Extra men on the rush. Pass is behind. What a catch. Jordan Reed, but he goes backward for a moment. That is a tremendous play. From the catch to the effort, breaking tackles, 13 yards and a first down. Wow.
That catch was actually the Giants game when they were on the move, going for points in the second half of a shootout in week three last year, 29-27, maybe his catch of the year. He had two immaculate grabs. That one reaching across his body, and then that diving catch where he landed right down near the goal line in Dallas. Those were the two grabs last year that are just superhuman that he makes that most other players in the league don't.
Yeah, that reach back catch. Then he like put seven jukes on and made something out of nothing. You just kind of go, they don't make many of these guys.
Another ridiculous Jordan Reed play from last year. Think London against the Bengals. He catches a ball headed toward the sideline around the 10. Stops and comes back to the middle of the field.
Did he just fall out of bounds?
He did not.
No, he did not.
He ran through traffic into the end zone for points on a play that was going to set up first and goal from the 9 or first and 10 from the 12 for a team bad in the red zone. And he just turned it into a touchdown right then and there. He is a unique, differentiating, all-world talent, and he is on the pup list. What is your level of concern? We're giving you a 1 to 10 scale. 800-636-1067 is the number. That's 800-636-1067. I'll start, Danny. I'm going to give this a 3. Can't go higher than that because, first, it's still July. Second, this is supposed to be minor. Third, he doesn't need to play in the preseason to be great. I'd actually play Jordan Reed the least of anyone in the preseason because of how frail he is. He would get like a drive in a couple games if I ran this team. That's about it. He's going to be in shape. He plays a position where he can work his way into shape in game because he doesn't need reps on running downs. He can just play 30, 40 snaps a game as far as I'm concerned, running routes and catching passes. I'm giving this a 3 out of 10 for Jordan Reed and level of concern. How about you?
It's a 5 for me, only because of the history of the player. Normally, I'd be right with you. Normally, and I'm with you on the preseason philosophy, by the way. It's maybe my general philosophy for a lot of guys, but him especially with the injury history. It's just because of what we've been through with him. That's the only reason it's this high. And the longer this goes, the more that concern is going to grow. It's going to get exponential. That growth is going to go up like a hot penny stock that all of a sudden became relevant. I'm at the point now where if he's not kind of out there doing something in the next couple days, that 5 could climb to a 6, 7, and even beyond. But right now, it's only because of the history where I'm a 5.
Brian is in Suitland. He's giving us a call. Be like Brian.
Be like
and
Brian.
Dial us up at 800-636-1067. Brian, read on the pup list. It took everybody by surprise. No one knew this was coming. 1 to 10, level of concern.
My level of concern, Grant, I'm going to take your 3. Danny, I'm going to take your 5, and I'm going to add 3 to it. My level of concern is an 11, just because it's Jordan Reed. I feel like we're in a lose-lose situation, fellas. Even if we slow walk him, I feel like Jordan Reed doesn't have a filter. He only knows how to go 100%, so he's going to overcompensate for that toe injury. And somehow with Jordan Reed is going to turn into a concussion or something. And if we, let's say we set him out the whole preseason, you know, he's going to be in shape. But it's a difference between being in shape and being in football shape.
Yeah.
So week one, he's going to come out going 150%. He's going to get smacked and tear his shoulder. But real quick, Grant, did you say he was a top 10 tight end or a top 2 tight end?
Top 2 tight end.
I
have said on these airwaves,
right.
Thanks for the call,
thanks,
by the way, Brian.
Brian.
I think he is actually more dynamic than Rob Gronkowski. Now, I say he's the best pass-catching tight end in football is the way I word it. However, Gronkowski is a much better blocking tight end, and on running downs does more than Reed does. Reed is a pedestrian blocker, commits some mistakes and some penalties and false starts. But if you're talking about route running, taking people off the dribble, so to speak, with footwork, one-on-one at the line of scrimmage. Who can guarantee you a matchup nightmare for an offensive coordinator you want against the DC on third down? I would take Reed over Kelce over Gronk on third and seven.
He's in that company, I think, for sure. So as a blocker, it's more, hey, get on the outside shoulder of a guy and just be in the way. Whereas, like, Gronkowski's knocking guys into the dirt.
Yeah, and that's why Gronkowski's a better player,
better
to be
overall
paid
guy.
Higher, right?
So for me, I put him in that class with Greg Olsen, Travis Kelce, maybe some of the younger guys that are on their way. But an argument can be made that's the most dynamic pass catcher at the tight end spot. More of a slot receiver at times, honestly.
Right.
You know, I mean, Olsen lined up probably 60% of the time in the slot for Carolina. They want him back closer to the tackle now that they've got Christian McCaffrey for the slot sometimes. But the point is, he's in that elite conversation, and he is such a huge, not only weapon, but a security blanket.
And
when all else fails, throw it near him.
Physically can do things Reed can't do. Reed does plenty of things that no one else on the planet can do, period. How many Redskins can you honestly say that about? He has attributes in his skill set that other guys don't have. Gronkowski can't make that catch he made in Dallas. Gronkowski's not scoring on that play I mentioned against the Bengals. He's not making that reach across his body, athletic, quick twitch play he made against the Giants. Now, he can do a lot of things Jordan Reed can't, and that's why it kind of balances out. But this is a unique player that was drafted in round three by Mike Shanahan because they saw basically wide receiver with tight end size, and that's what he is. Let's go to Guy in Beltsville. Guy, your level of concern 1 to 10 on Jordan Reed on the pup list.
It's Kai, by the way.
Oh, our buddy Kai, the old Kai Forbath kicking sensation.
We're actually playing the Guy game with you, Kai. So what's up, Guy?
What's up, Guy?
Guy.
Fellas, you know I'm a Ravens fan, and I'll put this up. I love Jordan Reed. I wish we had Jordan Reed with the Ravens. I'll put this right with Joe. Well, I'll put Joe Flacco with the back. Number 10 and beyond, because Jordan Reed is a hell of a player. And just because the nature and the history of Jordan Reed, you need him in camp. You need him in camp to be able to be – I'm not worried about his conditioning. Just like the last call said, he's got to be able to take those hits and be able to block and be able to get off, you know, field of contact, football shape. So I'll put this at a level 10, Greg. Have a good one, fellas.
Thanks, buddy. I think not having him is worth a couple wins. Like, if you told me right now Jordan Reed's going to play 16 games, I would pick the Redskins to go 8-8. 9-7. If you tell me right now he's going to play 4 games, I would say 6-10, 7-9.
And it's no disrespect to Vernon Davis, who's, you know, obviously as good a shape as anybody.
Yeah.
Is, you know, the renaissance backside of his career. But goodness gracious, they don't make too many guys like that. That's kind of what we keep coming back to.
Kyle's in Fairfax on the Fan. We're at Nats Park. Bryce Harper's on the show today at 11. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, bud.
Great.
Yeah, I thought my concern level was a 5 because, you know, of the injury history, but I'm actually going to bump it down to a 3 for two reasons. One, it's not a head injury, which is what scares me the most about Jordan Reed with all those concussions that he's had, and it's the beginning of training camp, so we don't know yet if it's precautionary, but it's just the main reason it's a 3 is all hail Scott McLuhan because he got Vernon Davis to re-sign before he left. Another reason I love that guy so much. He was... And we know it's Scott McLuhan because of Vernon Davis' San Francisco connection.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. That was one of those under-the-radar, savvy, smart things. Where we're all going, how much does Vernon Davis have left? I mean, his last year, you know, in San Francisco, he didn't catch any passes.
Yeah.
You know, he was their deep threat a couple years ago, and then all of a sudden he wasn't really doing that much. Well, we learned it was more system, offense, quarterback ineptitude, et cetera, than it was necessarily Vernon Davis. Davis still a good player, not Jordan Reed.
Cool thing that's been happening over the last few weeks here on Grant and Danny, Baseball Town, Sound and Radio.
Yeah, man.
We're having people call in and discuss with us the lineup construction of the Washington Nationals. A few years ago, that never would have been possible. A lot of you guys get frustrated because we'd like to see the lineup changed, and that's okay. But here's what we decided to do. For weeks, we've kind of complained about it. We've discussed it with you. I walked down the Nats Park and talked to Dusty Baker about it yesterday. You will hear that audio and exchange back and forth between me and him when he tells me at one point, if you get to manage the team at some point, you fill out your own lineup card. If you want to hear that, that's next on Grant and Danny. 10:45, your Redskins spotlight on the players you need to know today at camp. You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.